Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. There's a story being told that there's a people waiting, long line of people waiting for the grocery store to open. And there's a young man who went in front, cut in on the line, and an elderly lady beat him with a crane and told him, go back at the back. So he did, the young man. Then the young man returned again in front to cut in, and he was punched by the angry man, told him to go back at the... So, and then at the third time, he approached the line for the third time. He said, if you don't let me unlock the door of my store, you will not get in. Happy Easter, sister brothers. So today, we lift our praises and thanksgiving to the man who opened, who unlocked the gates of heaven, but was beaten, crucified, and killed by the very people he wanted to save. Jesus went through a lot of suffering and pain so that we can be redeemed. I find that picture so beautiful expression of how that man unlocked heaven so that those who are righteous can enter. So you see Adam and Eve, Moses, Elijah, all the prophets, all the righteous people in the Old Testament, because Jesus unlocked heaven and they were able to enter heaven because of his suffering and death, and he resurrected because he conquered death. So sisters and brothers, Christ is risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ is risen. Okay. Brothers and sisters, there's also another story. I find it also a beautiful story. My favorite story when there's a resurrection, because there's a newly married couple who wanted their future child to be insured. There's a lot of insurance here in America. They called up all the insurance companies and instructed them to prepare the most comprehensive insurance coverage that they could offer. Three agents came and were trying to undo each other. So the first agent said, we will insure your future child from basket to casket. The second agent said, oh, we can do better because we can insure your future child from delivery to cemetery. Then the third agent said, oh, we have the best offer because we can insure your future child from womb to tomb. So, but the couple not satisfied. The wife said, is there any embracing coverage that could offer insurance company? So the agent said, oh, there is no. But only God can provide what you are looking for, insurance. So the father asked, what is it? They replied, because God can assure us, insured us from conception to resurrection. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So sisters and brothers, indeed, my friends, no one can give us complete assurance or insurance, security of our lives except God alone, who secure us from conception to resurrection. This was what God the Father did to Jesus. And in the name of Christ, this is also what the Father is doing and will be doing to all of us. So let's go back to Old Testament. In the book of Jeremiah, God, Yahweh, said, "Behold, I formed you in the womb. I knew you before you came to birth. I consecrated you." In the Gospel of St. Luke, the angel Gabriel said, announced to Mary, "You shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." So thus, sisters and brothers, on Christmas Day, we rejoice at the conception and birth of Jesus from spirit to flesh. In the empty tomb, in the Gospel we heard, the empty womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary came a source of expectation and promise for us of the salvation of the Father. Now, today, Easter Sunday, we are joyful because from the virginal womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary to empty tomb, virginal tomb also of Jesus have come to celebrate life. Jesus is alive, sisters and brothers. Christ has risen from the dead. The love between God and man did not end in the tragedy of the cross. Darkness and death was overcome. So on Easter morning, the sun shone brightly, triumphantly. Christ conquered sin and death. So the twin enemies of human race, when he rose glorious and immortal from the grave, the love of God is for eternity. So brothers and sisters, in the resurrection of Christ, St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, according to St. Paul, death has been swallowed up by victory. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? So brothers and sisters, so this is the message of the resurrection to all of us. Because hope. Because when I was in college studying philosophy, there's a school of thought, school of philosophy would teach us that life is meaningless. Life is absurd. Life is nothing. Nihilism. This outlook of life can drive many people to despair. A life without hope can be empty and frustrating. That's why there's an author would tell us, we can rebound against wind and weather, calamity and tragedy, disease and death, so long as we have hope. Hope. We can live without food, weeks without food, days without water, and even several minutes without air. But take away our hope, and with only few seconds, we will die. So this is the message of the resurrection, sisters and brothers. Christ's resurrection gives us the needed hope to courageously face life in spite of everything, especially now, in this present time of this pandemic. The good news is that nothing will separate us from the love of God which we have in Christ Jesus our Lord, according to St. Paul, his letter to the Romans. Nothing can vanquish us, not suffering, nor trials, nor sorrows, or tragedies, not failures, or even death. We know instead that life is slowly unfolding with meaning and directions. Suffering and death we must experience, sisters and brothers. But Christ's resurrection teaches us that it will not be in vain. We too will someday share His resurrection, His glorious life. So in this Easter day, brothers and sisters, our hearts speaks with gratitude to the Father for the love He has given to us. We know that our trust in Him is not only in this world, but in eternal life that His Son has prepared for us. There is no room for discouragement and emptiness, sisters and brothers. Saint Paul declares in his letter again to the Romans, we boast our hope for the glory of God. But not only that, we even boast of our afflictions. We know that afflictions makes for endurance, and endurance for tested virtue, and tested virtue to hope. And this hope will not us disappointed. The obedience of Christ to His Father's will brought Him to the glorious act of resurrection. May we struggle to get rid of sin and evil in our lives. Christ has given us that power in His resurrection. We too can rise to new life with Him. Amen. Amen. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.